From Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Toldot, Blind People and Mitzvot. For those who have impaired vision, we turn to Parshat Toldot because here we have Yitzchak Vatichenu and Einav Mirot. Yitzchak has such bad vision, he can't tell the difference between Yaakov and Esav. And it leads to an interesting question asked by the Kli Chemda, who was Reb Meir Dan Plotsky, who was an early 20th century, 19th century rabbi. Question is like this. It says in Rashi, the Torah says that Esav was asked by his father, Sana kelecha, to gather your vessels, kashtecha, your bow and arrow, tzeat sadev, tzuli sayit, go out in the field and capture for me my some game, some hunting animals. So Rashi says, what does it mean, take? It says sa, what do you mean sana? He says, no, it really means mashchizin. It means that you should sharpen your knife one against the other. Because I want you to make a good shchita, a good slaughtering, so I don't want to eat non-kosher. And if the knife is not absolutely smooth, you know, you put your fingernail on it and it goes straight across. If it's not smooth, then it's not kosher. So make sure you sharpen the knife. And you should hunt for it, and make sure you're hunting out in the wild. I don't want you to steal it. I don't want to eat stolen goods. So the question is, and this is what Plotsky asked, Kli Chemda, he says, all of a sudden, now that he's dying, he's telling Esav, who's always been feeding him, Tzayid Bafiv, he always feeds him. Now he's telling him to sharpen the knife? Either he does or he doesn't. And if he doesn't, how can you trust him? So he said the following. He says, things have changed. He used to give him food when he could see. Now that he's blind, maybe Esav holds like Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara in Kedushin 31a and Baba Kama 87a, and he holds that what? That summa poter min mitzvos, that a blind person is exempt from all commandments. So Esav figures, I don't need to get kosher food for you. You can have non-kosher food because you don't really have any mitzvos because you are blind. So, so let's explore from that point of view. Is Rav Plotsky correct? He's assuming that when we say that a blind person is exempt from mitzvot, he could do any mitzvot. He's exempt from all the mitzvot. He doesn't have to do even slaughtering. He could eat non-kosher. Really? Is that true? Is he exempt for that reason? One of the questions is the exemption from being blind, is it an exemption that's sort of a mystical legal thing that he's exempt, period? Or is it really saying that he's somehow mentally incompetent? Did the rabbis view blind people before Helen Keller and Braille and all that? Maybe they viewed them as generally mentally incompetent. Now, there were rabbis, Rav Yosef and others, who were blind. They were aware that they could be intelligent, but maybe they thought it was like in a category with those who are deaf-mutes and other people who have other disabilities, and perhaps they were exempt from that perspective. But in any event, what is their status? So the Gemara in Kedushin says that, you know, Rav Yosef was blind, and he thought, oh, if I would make a party for somebody, Yom Tava, I'd make a big yontif, big party for everybody, if you could tell me that I was commanded, because I'd love to be commanded in all the mitzvot. I don't want to follow Rabbi Yehuda. Then he said, no, I would like to follow Rabbi Yehuda, that I'm exempt from the commandments. I'll make a big party for everybody because I would like to volunteer to do all the mitzvot on my own. But then he realized, no, Rabbi Chanina said, Godol Mitzvah Yosef, it's better to be commanded and follow the commandment, because then you have a Yetzirah, as Tosu says, then if you don't feel like doing it, and you do it anyway. So he decided that it's better to be commanded, and he would like to be told that we do not follow Rabbi Yehuda, that he is obligated in the commandments. Now, did Rabbi Yehuda mean that the blind person is completely exempt from all mitzvot? So the Ritva writes there in Kedushin, "Havana pshita milsa." the less he looks like Rabbi Yehuda. First, we don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan pligele, because after all, most of the rabbis disagree. We agree with the majority. There's also a Mishnah in Baba Kama that also does not sound like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara in Baba Kama actually has a brisa that explains the position of Rabbi Yehuda, that he's exempt from all the commandments. And Rabbi Shisha Bar Ravidi explains the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda. It says, Eila mitzvos achukim mishpatim. They're mitzvos chukim mishpatim. If you're not involved in all these three things, you cannot, then you're not obligated in any mitzvot. If you're not involved in mishpatim, if you cannot be someone who is punished for, let's say, accidental death, how can you be punished for a murder? You don't even see what you're doing. So if you can't be punished for these things, you can't, then you're exempt from all the mitzvot altogether. So it sounds like maybe you're exempt from all the mitzvot. Comes the Prima Gadim, one of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch. He lived in the 18th century, and he says, even Rabbi Yehuda only exempts from positive commandments, not from negative commandments. Rav Plotsky's assumption is incorrect, that according to Prima Gadim, in his introduction to Aruch Chaim, if Rabbi Yehuda never meant that you're exempt from not eating non-kosher. That's a negative commandment. Maybe he's exempt from mitzvahs, he doesn't have to listen to a shofar, he doesn't have to shake a lulav, he doesn't have to put on tefillin. But to say that he doesn't, he can eat non-kosher, that's a negative commandment. Never did Rabbi Yehuda mean to say that. The Note of Yehuda, Rabbi Chezkel Landau from the 18th century, he says, we can prove from Tosfot that they are exempt from all commandments. What did Tosfot say? Tosfot in Baba Kama says, look, a woman, even though she's exempt from certain things, but she doesn't have to, there's no rabbinic law that she has to take a lulav. She can, she doesn't have to. But when it comes to a blind person, if you don't make a rabbinic law that they have to do the mitzvot rabbinically, then havi kol nachmi, he'd be like a goy. He wouldn't have any mitzvot at all. Says Rabbi Landau, wait a second. Tosfos is assuming that if you're blind, you don't have to do any mitzvot, including, let's say, not kosher. So in other words, Tosfos thinks that you're totally exempt from all mitzvot like Rabbi Plotsky. The Michas Chinuch says, wait a second, you know, the stealing, that doesn't make sense. A blind person, even if he's exempt from all commandments, even negative ones, he would still couldn't steal because he has to be minimally like a Gentile, and a Gentile can't steal. What's the halacha? Everybody agrees that we don't follow Rabbi Yehuda, that we do say blind are obligated in commandments. The Rabbeinu Yerucham seems to be a notable exception. Shulchan Aruch says that in section 1769, that blind people are obligated in the commandments. For instance, they could lead the davening, even the blessings over the lights, over the luminary bodies, because they need, as the Gemara in Brachos says, they need, when the sun rises, other people can help them get around at night. Other people can't guide them as much, so they appreciate the lights. They can even make the bracha of Yotzer HaMaoros, thanking God for the luminary bodies in the sky. What about getting an aliyah? How can you get an aliyah to Torah? You can't see what's this being read. So the Shulchan Aruch says you can't get an aliyah. However, the Ramah, the Ashkenazic authority, says, look, nowadays we don't read the Torah. Somebody reads the Torah, and I just say a blessing. So let's say I couldn't read Hebrew. Are you not going to give me an aliyah? I had a bar mitzvah. I know how to read the blessings over the Torah. I don't know. I can't follow the Baal Koreh to see what he's reading. So can you give me an aliyah? Yeah, that we do give aliyahs to people who can't read Hebrew. So if you give an aliyah to somebody who can't read Hebrew, what's the difference? Let the blind person also is not looking inside. So he can get an aliyah according to Ramah. That's what we say. And, I had a good friend, Rabbi Winevsky of blessed memory. Let's dedicate our learning today to his memory. He used to get an aliyah all the time. What about Hanukkah candles? So that's a different question. Because it could be that the whole thing is to see it. That's part of the mitzvah. So yeah, other people can see it. Is the mitzvah to have other people see it, or is the mitzvah for you to see it? If it's a birchas haroeh, it's something about you're seeing it, then you shouldn't make a bracha. So we're not sure if they should or they shouldn't. So usually we say don't make a bracha. A blind person shouldn't make a bracha on the candles. Rav Lichtenstein, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein of Blessed Memory, seems to have an article in Hadarom Nun Aleph 51. I haven't had a chance to find it yet. But there he seems to argue that they could make a bracha on the Hanukkah candles. Finally, there's just some lingering issues about that the Kli Chemda addresses, not relating to, not the blind, but a different question, and that is, why would Yitzchak have been particular about this particular slaughtering that should be particularly kosher according to Rashi? The answer is that Rashi also says that it was Pesach. And that this slaughtering was for Korban Pesach, because we see that Rivka, she brings Shnei Gedayezim. She brings two goats. One was for the Pesach and one was for the Chagigah, for the enjoyment. So there were two. So it's Pesach. Oh, if it's Pesach, then it's a ritual offering. Ritual offering, even if as a blind person or a Gentile, he would not usually care. Pre Mount Sinai, he wouldn't care if it was kosher. But on this occasion, he's going to have to make sure it's kosher because it's a sacrifice. It's a special holy occasion. That's a whole different story. So in any event, the Parsha raises the question of the status of a blind person in the Torah. And generally speaking, we follow the general opinion, which is that blind people are obligated in all the commandments, just like everyone else, and they are not exempt whatsoever. So that's our discussion of Parshat Toldot. Thank you for joining us here this week at the Anshei Sefar Beth Lamed Congregation, here for our discussion of the Parshat Toldot. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays, various how-to videos, and thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.